This is New Beginnings. Supported by AARP in the Twin Cities. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
This is New Beginnings. It's Freddie Bell and Joe McKenzie. Here's our co-host on our program. He's got this incredible website, is rippleconnects.com. He does a wonderful thing. He turns candidates into contenders. And Joe McKenzie, welcome to our program.
Good morning, Freddie Bell. How are you?
Unbelievable. Glad you're with us. And in our warm-up, I think we got you excited. And let's talk about building out a diverse and meaningful professional network. Let me just start here. Why is it important for someone to build a professional network when maybe their profession is not the white-collar professional network?
I think every person should build out a semblance of a diverse and meaningful professional network, regardless of their profession, regardless of their age. I think it should be nurtured. I think it should be diverse. I think it should be meaningful, because you never know, at some point you might need to pivot in your career. You might need to help someone else in their career. You might need a trusted resource if something happens in your life. There's so many different ways to look at it outside the career aspect of it, that if you have someone that can refer you to someone that they trust and you get the right information, boy, you're in better chance than just finding someone on the internet, right?
That's true.
So to answer your question, I don't care what profession, what stage of life, if you're in high school, college, you're 80 years old and have a question about something, having a trusted, meaningful, and diverse professional network around you always benefits you.
There's some people who say that they don't have that network around them, but how do you begin to identify that network, Joe McKenzie?
I've had people that have said that, and then we spend some time talking about where what they do in their lives and so forth, and they'll say, well, Joe, I don't have a network. I'm in IT services. But then I said, well, tell me a little bit about, you know, what do you do on your free time? What's some of your passions? Well, I coach high school soccer, and I'm involved in my church and my neighborhood association. Great. So you've just told me that you don't have a network. Well, that's their networks right there, Freddie Bell. Their network is that person they're sitting next to in a religion class. Their network could be someone that they're coaching, that their father is the assistant coach. That's their network. They forget that people that we start building relationships with on a business side and a professional side, that's our network. And that's why it's so critical that people know they have it, Freddie, and they continue to nurture it. And networks should never, now there's a difference between, you know, a professional network and a exclusive group of bench of advocates. Your network is people that you've built relationships with. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't consider them your advocates quite yet, but certainly you're in some stage of nurturing or maintaining or growing. And that is critical for our success. It's critical for their success in our network, because I'm a trusted person in a lot of people's networks. Mm-hmm. And you never know when you're going to need them. Build it now and let the dividends happen for yourself and the people that are in your network.
I think that bears repeating. Once again, a bench of advocates is what, and a network is what?
A bench of advocates is that small group of people that have seen or worked with you, seen a lot of your work firsthand. They can speak directly to your accomplishments, your leadership, your ability to get through difficult times. They've probably seen you in action. A professional network is more of acquaintances, people that you've built up connections with, business relationships. You have a better understanding of who they are, what they do, and vice versa. That can be extensive. That's the difference between a bench of advocates and your professional network. I have a bench of advocates of about 10 to 12 people, and then I have a wide professional network that's in some stage of maintaining, nurturing, or growing, Freddie. And I think the meaningful part of a professional network, I don't go to events just to pass out business cards. I would rather have a one-on-one coffee with someone to get to understand what their goals are and where they want to go and where they, you know, what their passions are, and vice versa. They get to know who I am. That's not superficial now. That's meaningful. And that's what I invest in. And I've seen benefits. Other people that I've met with have benefited because they've met with me. Mm-hmm. And that's the important difference there.
There are some people who say, well, I keep giving away my jewels, my precious time, trying to help someone else, but it never seems to come back to me, Joe McKenzie.
I've heard people say that. I don't keep score. I really don't. I believe in doing the right thing. If I don't hope that just because I gave that person a lead that 2 years later they're going to come back and give me a lead. I don't operate that way. I think when you think positive and you do good things for people, it comes around somewhere at some point. And that's the meaningful part of it, Freddie. I don't keep score. I think Harvey McKay had a quote like that. I don't keep score. And that's important. That's important. We don't have a hidden agenda when we build our diverse net and meaningful network. We just can't. We can't have hidden agendas. We have to be clear on what we're looking for, but certainly don't keep score.
So how do we find time to actually start building out this diverse and meaningful network?
Well, anything that's meaningful, you need to carve out time. You need to create time. And I'm not saying that everybody has to carve out 10 hours next month. In the next quarter, look at your calendar. Believe me, Freddie, I'm the father of teenage triplets. I'm busy, but there are times where I used to drop my children off at their karate lessons, and then three blocks away at the Caribou while I'm sitting waiting for them to finish up their lessons, I would have meetings with people. In fact, one of the boards of directors that I serve on now, I got to know their executive director when my kids were at karate and I was in some downtime. That's just one example of how I, you know, it's worked for me. Sometimes it's just a, you know, matter of, you know, carving out time for a phone call. You don't have to meet with everybody, but a phone call is also very meaningful and rises above some of the emails, texting, and social media. Do you agree?
I agree. I smiled when you said you had a telephone call. There are some people in our audience who are going, what's that? emailing and texting seems to be the call of the day, but in terms of standing out, I think that phone call is so meaningful.
Absolutely. When they hear your voice and they know you're listening and you can provide some insights to them, that goes a long way in developing a meaningful and diverse professional network. When I talk about diverse, if you're in IT, you should know people in nonprofit. You should know people in education. You should know people in corporate. You should know people in government. Diversity of your networks as is important, because if you just stay in one pasture with everybody in that same field, there's a lack of diversity there and it's not as rewarding. I have people that are 25 years old that I meet with. I have people that are 65 years old that I meet with. It's important to have that diversity as well. You get those new insights from those generations. You hear about new technologies. You can learn from people of different generations. And that's what I mean when I talk about a diverse and meaningful professional network.
Everybody, we're talking with our co-host on the program, Mr. Joe McKenzie. He's talking about steps for building out a diverse and meaningful professional network. So for our folks who are listening right now, Joe McKenzie, what initial steps do you suggest for someone who says, okay, Joe, I hear you. I want to achieve this goal. What do I do?
If they hear me, then they should start thinking about who, when, how much that time they could dedicate to get the ball rolling. And let's just take it, you know, a very granular approach, Freddie. Let's maybe look at two people that we've thought about who we wanted to sit down with or call on the phone and express some of the things that we're working on or some of our longer term goals. Start there. If you are committed to building out your professional network, start thinking of who, and when and how you're going to do it. And just start there. I'm not saying book your calendar up for not the next 6 months. Take the month of January and maybe set up one phone call and maybe one coffee meeting during one of your children's athletic practices while you're going to be sitting in your car waiting for them anyways. That's one way you can look at it.
That's a good way to do it. And if there is one thing, time has really gotten away from us, but just one quick nugget before we have to say goodbye for this week.
Building out your diverse and meaningful professional network will serve you well and serve that people in your network well. Embrace it and watch how many of the things that you've set out to do start coming towards you. And that's my final thoughts on building out a diverse and meaningful network.
That's Joe McKenzie. He is the founder of Ripple Connects, and you're listening to New Beginnings.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's rippleconnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, rippleconnects.com.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't, you can't, you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, wake up to your success.
Hi, I'm Kirk with Bricks Real Estate and the House Geeks Real Estate Show, Sundays at noon on AM 950. Here with your House Geeks Market Minute. 5.1 is the average number of showings per week per listing in the 200 to 400K price range in the Minneapolis area. This is up over last week by 32% and is a main indicator of demand in the marketplace. Pending home sales are also up over the same time last year, and the 30-year conventional interest rate is at around 4.45%. This is down over last week's 4.51%. Conclusion for buyers, the market is heating up, but interest rates are down even more, making it still a good time to be looking. And for sellers, it might look like winter outside, but the spring market is here. If you're thinking about selling, now is the time to be getting ready. Want to know the smarter way to buy and sell homes here in the Twin Cities? Check us out online anytime at housegeeks.com.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Hi, everybody. You are listening to New Beginnings, and this is Appointed Listening each and every weekend. And as we just say goodbye to Joe McKenzie just now, let's turn our attention now to health and your fitness. And I was looking at a report that came from the Mayo Clinic, and it's talking about how our brains are really some fantastic pieces of equipment, a fantastic computer, if you will. And it's talking about how you can train your brain for happiness. The report says that the human brain is hardwired to focus on threats and imperfections, but you can flip the switch to happiness. There are two modes. The study says focused and default. 50 to 80% of the time spent is in default, where your mind is wandering, searching for threats and faults, obsessing over undone tasks. Any of us ever do that? Relationships lose appeal and is no longer novel to us. However, when you're focused, it's processing something new, something interesting, maybe something that you've never done before, and you turn automatically into a happy mode, according to the study. The 5-3-2 plan cultivates gratitude and compassion by switching your brain to the focused mode. And according to the study, focused is where most of us would rather be in terms of how our brain works. So it goes on to say that happiness is a combination of present moment experiences and overall life satisfaction. The 5-3-2 plan transforms our connections to others and how you perceive life's moments. Five, let's talk about the 5-3-2 and exactly what that means. If you just joined us, we're talking about how you can train your brain, according to the Mayo Clinic, for happiness. So they introduced the 5-3-2 plan. Five means five people. Start each day with gratitude. The study says that the moment you wake up, focus on five people for whom you're grateful. See them in your mind and then silently thank them. This is from the Mayo Clinic. So five in the 5-3-2 plan says, think of five people from the moment that you wake up for whom you're grateful. See them in your mind and silently thank them. Number three, that in the 5-3-2 plan is 3 minutes. Find novelty where love is. So we just gave you an idea of what to do at the beginning of the day. At the end of the day, according to the study, spend 3 minutes meeting your loved ones as if you hadn't seen them in months. Be genuinely interested in them. Creatively praise them. And don't judge or try to improve them. Just be with them in that present moment. That's really interesting. So at the beginning of the day, you think of five people that you're grateful for. At the end of the day, in the 5-3-2 plan, I should say, spend 3 minutes meeting your loved ones as if you hadn't seen them for months. Be genuinely interested. Be creatively praising of them. And don't try to judge them or improve them. And I know that a lot of us are always trying to fix those that are close to us. And then number two in the 5-3-2 is 2 seconds. See others differently. Mentally say, I wish you well within the first 2 seconds of encountering someone. And then choose a positive frame before your mind judges negatively. I wish you well. Say that mentally the moment that you see someone. It helps you to see them differently. That's the focused mind rather than the default mind. The Mayo Clinic goes on to say that if you make it a habit, happiness will find you. Repeatedly switching your brain to focus mode and firing positive neural connections will eventually become a new normal for you. It's interesting that the Mayo Clinic has embarked on this study about health happiness and how you can train your brain to focus on something new, something different, something novel that can really benefit you in your life. In case you're wondering, and it's called the 5-3-2 plan. Once again, five people start each day with gratitude. From the moment you wake up, focus on five people for whom you're grateful. See them in your mind and silently thank them. Then three in the 5-3-2 plan is at the end of the day, spend 3 minutes meeting your loved ones as if you hadn't seen them in months. Be genuinely interested. Creatively praise them. And don't try to judge or improve them. Just see them as they are. And then number two see others differently. These are people you may not even know that you come into contact with. Maybe you see them in a meeting, a brief encounter. Maybe you don't even say anything to them, but mentally say, I wish you well, within the first 2 seconds of encountering someone. Choose a positive frame before your mind judges negatively. And finally, make it a habit. The study says that happiness will find you, repeatedly switching your brain to focused mode and firing positive neural connections will eventually become your new normal. You're listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell. And before we step away from our health and fitness, I wanted to share a quick study with you. More than 7% of U.S. cancer cases are attributable to excess body weight. That according to the American Cancer Society. The report is saying that from 2011 to 2015, among people 30 and older, almost 5% of cancers in men and nearly 10% of those in women were connected to excess weight. 37,670 cancers in men and 75,000 in women every year. The highest rates of weight-associated cancers are in the South, the Midwest right here, Alaska, and Washington, D.C. The lowest were in the mountain states, New England, and in Hawaii. And finally, there's a new study that says that people burn more calories when they stand than sitting, but the increase is smaller than we might have hoped for. Many previous experiments involved have somewhat exaggerated behavior, such as absolute stillness while sitting and walking while upright. For the new study published in the Medicine and Science in Sports and Exercise, scientists at the University of Bath in England and Westmount College in California decided to ask people to sit and stand more naturally. The differences in calorie burned were noticeable, but small. As a group, the volunteers burned about 3% more calories when sitting compared to lying down, and about 12% more standing compared to sitting. The researchers estimated that people could expect to burn about 9 additional calories if they stood for an hour instead of sitting. If they doubled that standing time to 2 hours, they would burn about 130 extra calories over the course of a week. Not that much of a difference. You're listening to New Beginnings. I am Freddie Bell, and we are excited that you join us each and every weekend at this time. You can go to our website, freddiebell.com, and find podcasts of previous programs. Also, if you have any questions, you can always call me at 888-639-9738. And again, the website is the best place to reach me, freddiebell.com. You're listening to New Beginnings, and our program continues.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You want to be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive, and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
You're listening to New Beginnings on AM 950. And I want to continue right here and give you some information about AARP. There's always more to discover with your AARP membership. You have access to a wide variety of carefully chosen discounts, information, and services, and an advocate for important issues like Medicare and Social Security. Here are just some of the other member benefits from AARP. Insurance, access to auto, dental, home, life, vision, and other quality coverage for your health needs from top companies, including the AARP Dental Insurance Plan administered by Delta Dental Insurance Company. How about family caregiving? We talked about that earlier. Care guides, simple checklists, support options, and other free resources designed to help you care for your loved ones, all available online through AARP family caregiving sites. And also health and wellness, brain health tips, online tools, savings for eye exams and eyewear, and a free annual hearing test by phone. You also can get work and jobs, resources to help you find a second career or part-time work, plus access to the AARP Job Board, a job search tool for workers who are 50 years old and over. I know you love to travel. Vacation ideas for every budget and discounts on hotels and car rentals, flights from British Airways, vacation packages, and more. And of course, finances. You can find online calculators to help you manage your finances, access to money management tips, and more. Explore all of your benefits with the easy-to-use enhanced destination. That's AARP.org/benefits. You can download their free app right now for your digital membership card, daily news, local events, and benefits in your area.
Tom Hartman here, letting you know how you can go solar with All Energy Solar, even way up north in Minnesota. Lots of people ask them, isn't Minnesota too cloudy for solar? No. The truth? For one thing, Minneapolis gets nearly as much sun each year as Houston, Texas. But it isn't just about how much sun you get. It's also about having access to great local incentive programs that make solar affordable. Learn what your options are to save with solar and visit allenergysolar.com today.
I'm Steve Conklin.
And I'm Jake Daroff.
We're the hosts of the Mortgage Talk Show, Sundays at 12:30.
Every week we bring you insights on home financing, discussing rates, programs, local and national news.
Whether you're buying your first home or your 100th home, we have tips and inside information to save you money and feel like a mortgage master.
Check us out for more information and email us any questions at mortgagetalkshow.com.
Tune in to the Mortgage Talk Show every Sunday at 12:30 on AM 950.
With your AM 950 weather, this is Eric Nelson. Today will be sunny with a high near 9 and wind chill values as low as negative 11. Tonight, a low around negative 2. Sunday, a 30% chance of snow with highs near 12. Monday will be mostly cloudy with a high near 19. EatLocalMinnesota.com's restaurant of the week is Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club. Offering a unique and contemporary spin on continental cuisine, Crooner's specializes in food and drink made popular in the 1920s. Check out this fabulous dining experience at 6161 Highway 65 Northeast in Minneapolis.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
Thank you so much for listening to New Beginnings each and every weekend at this appointed time. And right now, joining us on the program is Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis. Welcome back, Kelly.
Hi, Freddie. Hi, everybody. So good to be here.
Glad you're with us. And it took a lot of drive, it took a lot of determination, and it took willpower for you to be with us this afternoon. That's the topic of our discussion. How are we approaching willpower this week?
Well, we did talk about motivation last week and this idea of needing to upgrade our motivational processes and systems and move beyond rewards and punishment and really get into a place of autonomy, competency, the kind of motivation that all that comes from within that is not determined by outside circumstances at all, because that simply does not work over long periods of time to create permanent lasting change. And willpower, so often people think that, well, if I just have enough willpower, then I can stick with it. And what people have to understand about willpower is that it is a limited resource. I will say that again. Willpower is a limited resource. Willpower requires you to keep your attention on the thing that you want to change. So if you are wanting to create new eating habits, then you are always needing to remind yourself to not eat the donuts or to choose this thing instead of that. And it really requires a lot of mental energy. Anybody who is made any kind of lasting change through sheer willpower will know how much mental energy it requires to keep your attention focused all at all times. And what happens is we can do that for a period of time. And at some point, day-to-day life it happens. Mm-hmm. We're in a stressful situation. Something goes awry. And then our willpower just crumbles and disintegrates. And then we're not left with any kind of coping mechanisms. And we fall back into, oh, I just don't have enough willpower. I'm not strong enough. Here I am. I'm unable to keep a commitment again. I failed again. I can't ever follow through with this again. And it spirals us back into this belief that we can't create lasting permanent change for us. Willpower is not what we use to create change, because it is a limited resource. Inner motivation, inner drive, inner resources, on the other hand, are all unlimited resources. And when you know how to access them, and when you know how to pause and take a moment to remind yourself, to become aware that you are fully resourced, that you do have everything, and you can make those changes. It's not a matter of willpower. It's just a matter of having the right information at the right moment in time to know what you need to do next. And if anybody is interested in finding more about that, I'd love to have a conversation with them. And you can contact me at 952-222-3975, or feel free to check out my website at westmetrohypnosis.com.
And that's Kelly Von Hanekamp, and you're listening to New Beginnings, and I have the willpower and the drive to let you know that things will change. We'll be right back.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
And now, our supporting partner, AARP in the Twin Cities.
You are listening to New Beginnings. Hi, everybody. I'm Freddie Bell. Welcome to the weekend. And with me right now, as we go into our health segment, we're talking with Seth Buffelli. He is the official spokesperson for AARP Twin Cities. Welcome back, Seth.
Thanks, Freddie. Thanks for having me. I wanted to talk a little bit, if it's okay, about something that I think a lot of your listeners need to know about, which is the Medicare Part D, what they call the donut hole. And this is something that if you have very high prescription drug needs under Part D, you're covered up to a certain amount, and then that coverage stops. And then the next segment, you're all on your own. And before the coverage picks up again, it's kind of a hole in the middle of your policy, which was often called the donut hole. And that has been closing over the last 5 or 6 years, thanks to the Affordable Care Act. But it actually, with a new court ruling in Texas that actually may discontinue the Affordable Care Act, what a lot of people don't know is that donut hole coverage will go away along with it.
So what does that mean for people who are depending upon prescription drugs?
Well, I think that's a big question, because since the ACA became law in 2010, every year that donut hole has gotten smaller and smaller. Mm-hmm. And seniors have benefited because of it. But I think a lot of people don't realize that the closing of the donut hole is part of the Affordable Care Act. And if the Affordable Care Act is struck down, that donut hole provision is struck down too. So we'll go back to square one. Still, that the hole still exists. It's been closing incrementally over the years. And actually this year, 2019, is when it's going to be closed for good. But if the Affordable Care Act goes away, this provision goes away too. And we'll go right back to square one, and that hole will go back into existence. And seniors, again, with very high prescription drug needs, will be in danger of falling into that coverage gap where all of the drug spending is going to come out of their pocket.
So what are your lobbyists telling you about the likelihood of the ACA completely going away, as has been a big concern across the country?
Yeah, you know, I think it's the law of unintended consequences. And, you know, these lawsuits were brought by attorney generals in states across the country who I think were politically, for one reason or another, opposed to the Affordable Care Act. And I think a lot of people were surprised when the Texas court struck not just a part of the act down, but the entire act down. A lot of people don't even realize that this provision to close the donut hole, which is really popular, was tied up in the Affordable Care Act. And if it's all struck down, these good provisions will go away along with everything else. And I think that's something that a lot of folks didn't anticipate would happen. But it still has some way to go. The Texas decision has been appealed, and it's been stayed, so nothing is really changing in the interim. But it's a court case that I think everybody needs to pay a lot of attention, especially if you're a senior on Medicare Part D.
So what can listeners do if they have questions? Where can they go? Is there a resource?
Yeah, you know, AARP.org is a great resource. Lots of good information, lots of good articles. We're tracking this very closely, and we'll be communicating it out to our members as it goes along. Right now, there's just not a whole lot of updates that can be found. We're waiting for the court process to play itself out. But I think in general, a lot is probably hopefully going to change on prescription drugs as a whole, because we're just seeing more and more activity. There's a new Congress here in Minnesota. There's a new House of Representatives. And so as we get into the legislative year in 2019, look for changes to come out of both Congress and St. Paul.
All right. Our official sponsor, AARP, on New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and our program continues right now.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Happy weekend, everyone. As we continue on New Beginnings, let's talk now a little bit about Social Security and that tax burden. More than half of retirees receiving Social Security can face income taxes on their benefits. And here's why that needs to change. When Congress made Social Security benefits taxable back in 1983, lawmakers didn't index the tax thresholds to inflation. They forgot inflation again when adding a second layer of taxation in 1993, 10 years later. That means the proportion of recipients who have to pay federal income taxes on their benefits keep increasing. Initially, only 1 in 10 Social Security recipients had to pay any federal tax at all. Now it's more than half. Not indexing to inflation is a way of boosting taxes. Lawmakers can count on growing federal revenue without the politically uncomfortable act of repeating voting for those increases. The taxes are based on combined income, which is a taxpayer's adjusted gross income plus any tax-exempt interest, such as interest on mutual bonds, and half of Social Security benefit based on that. So what this means is that single people with combined income of over $25,000 a year, for example, or couples with more than $32,000 a year, face taxes on up to 50% of Social Security benefits. single retirees earning more than $34,000 and couples earning more than $44,000 may pay taxes on up to 85% of benefits. Now, because of the way that Social Security benefits are taxed, many middle-income retirees face a tax torpedo where the marginal tax rate can more than double. Now, that's if you have retirement savings of roughly $200,000 or more. Consider talking to a tax professional or financial planner about how and when to claim Social Security benefits to minimize the tax effects. In many cases, we're punishing people who save for retirement. The money collected from these taxes goes to two specific places, the Social Security and Medicare trust funds. Perhaps you're just starting to see the problem. Both trust funds are running short of cash and could be depleted in just a few years. That doesn't mean they'll be bankrupt. It does mean, however, that they won't be able to pay 100% of promised benefits. Social Security's retirement trust fund is expected to run dry in 2034, after which it would be able to pay only 75% of the benefits that they've been promised. Yanking away what amounts to 4% of its revenue, which is what's generated by taxing up to 50% of benefits, would just hasten that day. Medicare's Hospital Insurance Trust Fund is in worse shape. That fund, which pays for inpatient hospital visits, skilled nursing, home health care, and hospice, is forecast to be depleted in 2026, just a few years from now. The money raised from taxing Social Security benefits makes up 8% of the revenue going into the fund. So fixing the stealth tax would require fixing Social Security and Medicare as well. Proposals to privatize or scrap these systems face strong political opposition. Plus, the proponents can't guarantee that future generations would be better off. Shoring up the current system, by contrast, would ensure that today's workers get the benefits they've been promised. That also certainly means that those who are still working will pay in one way or the other. Some experts say that the problem could be fixed virtually overnight by raising the Social Security tax rate to 7.6% and increasing the Medicare tax rate to almost 2%. Employers would then pay an equal amount since payroll taxes are split between workers and employers. More likely, though, the tax increases would be phased in over time and combined with other changes such as raising the full retirement age and lifting or eliminating the current cap on how much of our earnings are taxed. The current 6.2% Social Security tax applies only to the first $128,700 of annual earnings in 2018. For more information about this, you can experiment with the possible solutions using the American Academy of Actuaries Social Security game. Not a lot of people are excited about paying more taxes, but shoving the burden onto retired people who have already paid their dues simply isn't right. Making the system more fair could benefit a lot of people right now and in the future. You're listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and our program continues right now.
Being a dog is awesome, except when you really gotta go, but you're stuck inside. That's why I had my human call the Urban Dog. Daily walks, field trips, play groups, one-on-one time, safe off-leash play, and pet sitting. I love being an Urban Dog.
The Urban Dog works with your schedule and can create a plan that fits your needs. The Urban Dog. Exercise, explore, socialize. Let the journey begin. Call 651-231-6333. That's 651-231-6333.
Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club is delighted to offer its spacious facilities for your private function. From weddings, retirement parties, business dinners, or any special occasion, Crooner's combines a dedicated full-service special events team, an award-winning chef, and a beautiful lakeside ambiance to make your event a resounding success. Visit croonersloungemn.com to learn more about their private dining options or call 763-571-9020 to get a quote for your next event today.
As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister, and they invite you to their two Sunday morning services at 9 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m., as well as to their numerous weekly activities and classes. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
We can have the peace of heart and mind that we are supported, by this divine universe that there are answers to what we are seeking. This season of Advent that we began last Sunday gives us an opportunity to look at the rhythm in our soul. That if we will prepare our soul with qualities of hope, seeking, of peace and assurance, next week of love, a willingness to give, to extend ourselves to the world, and finally, in the fourth Sunday, joy, that mysterious quality in which we go beyond ourselves and see the glory of God's creation, always present, but yet in our busyness, and isn't it sort of a mystery that at this time of the Christmas season, we can get so busy that perhaps we ignore the beauty even more than we do the rest of the year in our rush. So the secret of Advent speaks to us in warning and promise. The warning, be careful of your busyness. Be careful of your grand expectations about what Christmas should be compared to what it was in the past, or even what you may hope it will be in the future. Those expectations can wear us down. The promise of Advent is if we will cultivate these qualities in our heart and soul, the promise is true. Christmas will come to us in a way most meaningful, rich, or as our meditation hymn called it, a satisfaction complete and true. We will be filled with joy. Now, this time of year is sometimes a difficult time for individuals. Some of us that no longer have our family physically present with us, perhaps we're at a great distance from them. It can be difficult. And I ask us to be sensitive to others, to their experience of Christmas, to not try to overwhelm them with our joy or our excitement. If there are any place that needs our gentleness and our listening ear, this week of peace reminded me of this wonderful quote from that great spiritual teacher of our age, at least some of us that are a little bit older, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He wrote, "Peace is not merely a distant goal that we seek, but a means by which we arrive at that goal." Listen, peace is not merely a distant goal that we seek, but a means by which we arrive at that goal. Some of us can struggle over the news, all the events in the world, and think, peace seems so distant. Peace seems like an unattainable goal in our world. Yet the world has been challenged by violence, hatred, prejudice, many of these things. But in our unity teaching, our essential teaching is like the statement of being that we shared at the beginning of this service, that we choose not to ignore challenges or difficulties, but to stake our claim in the true divine presence always available. So that whatever we meet in outer circumstance, be it those Christmas expectations, or perhaps more difficult lessons of life, we can cling with assurance and experience an inner peace, knowing that there is always a possibility of overcoming what is on our path. One of the most quoted sayings attributed to Jesus, speaking as the Christ, that exalted consciousness within him. In this world, there are tribulations, but be of good cheer, of good hope, for I have overcome the world. Speaking to us of an inner power, that if we will allow it to work through us, we will overcome the rough places. As Isaiah called it in his prophecy, the rough places will be made plain and the crooked straight. As we prepare a highway, as we prepare a path for the Holy One to work through us. I want to tell you a story of a 19th century family. It's sort of a modern story of Job, if you will. This family knew really shattering experiences in their life. They lived in Chicago. And first, their firstborn son suddenly passed away. Secondly, the Great Fire of Chicago burned up all their investment property. Then 2 years later, a recession came, and they were even more financially challenged. And if that weren't enough, the church that Horatio and Anna Spafford attended, I won't name the denomination, told them that they had to accept it, that this was a divine punishment. So they even left their faith tradition. And they were seeking to start anew by going to Europe. And Horatio, because he was settling some matters, he sent his family ahead on an ocean ship to Europe. It sank. Their four daughters perished. Only the mother Anna survived. She contacted him from England and said, "I was saved, but alone." As they regrouped, they decided they would really go afar. And they moved to Jerusalem. There they did have three more children. But once again, their son passed away of scarlet fever. They decided to do something positive in Jerusalem. And without an intention to convert people to Christianity, they set up what was known as the American Colony, and they offered help in food and shelter to all. So good was their work, and so without a mood of trying to convert, it was a group that was accepted and admired in Jerusalem by the Muslim, Jewish, and Christian communities.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the Senior Minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. For Joe McKenzie, this is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. We'll see you next week and online. Goodbye, everybody.